you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks, that drills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of tro, bars of blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, happen, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face that beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all can't stop the ball, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock below. Know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, you're sad.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Thursday night. You know, hope everybody's doing good out there tonight. It's pretty rainy over here, kind of sucks. We had a real nice day yesterday, and then today I got to deal with all the friggin' rain. You know, we got a couple things tonight, pretty much related to last night. You know, I want to thank Alan. Alan's one of our, you know, you could probably say Alan is our most faithful listener. He's always here. He's always in the Skype chatting with us. He's always listening to the show. You know, he's trying to help us out and give us some content sometimes and throws us a lot of links and stuff. And he put something on my Facebook wall that had to do, you know, specifically with a story that I did last night. Now, the story I'm talking about last night is this body part story. This Air Force Base, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, has been losing body parts of slain soldiers. We're not going to go through that whole story again, but just to bring you up to speed a little bit in case you weren't here. Yeah, basically over the last few years, it's been a regular occurrence there. There's been civilians that work with the military inside this place, and they have been reporting it to the Pentagon and to other places that, you know, the practices there are absolutely appalling. Body parts like ankle bones, chunks of skin, bags with fingers, whatever, just turning up missing. You know, how does that even happen? Okay? Seriously. How does that even happen? It really goes to show you that there's absolutely no respect given. I mean, no respect. I mean, that is absolute absurdness. Not to be taken better care of these people. But anyways, you know, we talked about some of the practices happening there. And one guy, one Marine, okay, who put his neck on the line and died for this country, gets his arm. He couldn't fit inside the casket, okay? He must have been a little big for it. So they sawed his arm off and stuffed it in his friggin' pants. Okay? Okay? How about that? Is that despicable? You guys wonder why I can't stand the wars and I want everybody brought home. Look how they get treated even after they die. Okay? There's 14 sets of allegations right now, you know, officially filed against them. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. And then the story that I read today, you know, this is like kicking you when you're down type of thing. I mean, this same base, okay, Dover Air Force Base, they have also, between the years 2003-2008, they've been dumping the remains of fallen soldiers in the Virginia landfill, just throwing body parts in the trash. Can you imagine that? That's what they think of you. You're a domestic extremist. We're going to throw you in the trash. We're going to saw off your arm. We're going to make you use DU weapons. We're going to test vaccines on you. Yeah, sign me up. Where do I sign up again for the military? Now, again, these brazen bastards over there at Dover Air Force Base, all right, now they're comparing this to, you know, disposing of medical waste. Like, this is, you know, not a big deal type of thing. Like, you know, oh, we seal it up good, and, you know, this is what you have to do, and, you know, we're doing this. No, this is, you know, this is absurd. This is absurd. You guys are going to like this. You know, because in the business that we're in here, guys, or the business that I'm in here, it's, you know, exposing the truth in so many areas. And sometimes things are just laughable because they're so ass backwards, you know. This next thing is kind of laughable because it reminds you of the Osama bin Laden raid or whatever it was. You know how they buried him at the sea, supposedly. Well, that's what they're saying. That's what they do now with the Marines. They bury – it's a sea burial. They get a sea burial, just like the Muslim tradition, you know? So basically, they pretty much want to whitewash over it, act like it's not a big deal. You know, they said – what did they say? How did they say it? I'm trying to remember. They talked it way down. They basically said, oh, you know – That's a process in the past, and we have much better procedures now. These type of cliche sayings, you know what I mean? Now, this place does process all the soldiers, so they do take a lot of people in there. So this is a big facility. I mean, they take in all the dead soldiers, process them. But still, that's no excuse. That's no excuse to be losing body parts, guys. All right? This is really disturbing, okay? Last night was disturbing enough, going through that story, telling you guys about how they, you know, they've been losing body parts, how they sewed the guy's arm off, they're losing chunks of skin, they're losing people's ankle bones, all this nonsense, all right? This one woman, you know, bless her soul, Gary Lynn Smith, okay? She's a widow. Her husband died in 2006. I apologize for not knowing if it was Iraq, Afghanistan, or some other conflict. But he did die in 2006. He was processed at this place, okay? And when she found out what had been happening there, what had happened to him specifically, and he was put in the dump, like piece of trash, just think about that. You know, I've never even been in the service. You guys know I can't stand some of the things this government does. But I love our soldiers. I have a lot of respect for them. Could you imagine taking the remains of one of our soldiers, one of our brothers, throwing it in the friggin' dump? Could you imagine working in that morgue and losing body parts on a regular basis? This isn't once or twice, guys. The people that came out and talked about this and filed the complaints, they said that this happens like every year. It's a regular occurrence. So when it happens, you know, it's not even a big deal. They probably have a procedure in place already. Yeah, when we lose a body part, this is what we say. They probably fudge the death report and say he got an extra arm blown off or something. Who knows? Imagine you get a closed casket funeral for your loved one. But you get curious and you want to look in there. And he's got his arm bone stuffed down his pants. Think about that for a second, guys. His arm bone stuffed down his pants. And he didn't lose it in battle. They sawed it off at the morgue because they were too lazy or too cheap to get another casket for him. Huh? How about that? Now, moving on to today, now they're just throwing these guys in the dump. Yeah, screw it. Throw them right in the dump. You know, we don't got enough caskets, right? You don't think they do that? Oh, you better believe it, right? Let's say they got 75 bodies down there and they got 73 caskets. Okay? And, you know, all they got to do is bag up, you know, box up the last two bodies, and they can go home for the day. But they have to wait for caskets that are coming, and they can't order them until later. The truck won't come until, you know, 8 hours later. What do you think they're going to do? probably got to throw the bodies right in the dump and say there were only 73 bodies. And, you know, they'll probably tell the widows those two bodies were never recovered. I'm telling you, this is despicable. This is disgraceful. And you know what, guys? You know, we talked about it yesterday. Nobody's even gotten fired. Nobody's even gotten heads should be rolling down there, okay? I understand that the people in charge don't give a shit about our soldiers. I understand that they don't give a shit about me, you, our family, our kids, our friends, our health, any of that, okay? But do they have any human decency? Any? Is there a shred of good in these people? Or are they just totally gone to the dark side? There is no coming back for any of them. Could you imagine, not even being the guy. Could you imagine working there? And let's just say I'm working there. Me and Truth War are working there. Sorry to throw this at you, Truth War. Me and Truth War are working at the morgue. And I see Truth War sawing off the guy's arm bone, stuffing him in a casket. No, that's not going to go over well. We're going to have a serious problem. So for people not to come right out and say something, it is a regular procedure. Now, I know a few people did come forward, but it goes on all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. It's policy. That's called policy. That's atrocious. You guys need to know this. All you warmongers out there that, you know, want us to go to war, want us to go kill all these people, and you think, yeah, it's great, blah, 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 blah. I want you to know how our soldiers are being treated, okay? So even if you don't see, you know, the things the way we see things, and you just kind of see it through that mainstream, you know, ridiculous view, fairy tales, magic buildings, and all this nonsense, you can at least see that there's something seriously wrong here, can't you? Do you have any human decency? Can you tell me, can you justify this? Can you debunkers out there, whatever, you know, that group of people is that says everything is all on the up and up, can you guys justify this? I'd love to hear somebody justify this. What are you going to say? I mean, seriously, this is despicable. Despicable. And it's the same place. It's not even like, you know, this is the same exact base. Dover Air Force Base. Alan, if you're listening, thank you, buddy. You know, I saw this when I got off late last night, whenever you threw it up there. You obviously heard us talking about this on the air. This is a great follow-up to that story because I'm glad I know this now. These guys are a bunch of scumbags. Gary Lynn Smith, the widow we mentioned a few minutes ago, guys. You know what she's... You know, this is sad. Just put yourself in her shoes for a minute, guys. Seriously. Put yourself in her shoes. She lost her husband. I don't know her situation, but, you know, she probably got a kid. Just her and the kid now. You know how it goes. And she... This is what she said. I'm going to read you what she said, okay? I don't even need to describe it. I'll just read it. My only peace of mind is he was taken to Denver and handled with dignity, love, respect, and honor. That was until I was told he was thrown in the trash. Now I'm appalled and disgusted. Can you imagine that? Just put yourself in her shoes. Don't even just listen to this story. Put yourself in her shoes for a minute. All you women out there that are listening, imagine if that was your husband and he died in the war and you were left with just his memory and his baby and you were strong and you were going to carry on. And he doesn't even get respected by the U.S. military. He gets his arm sawed off. He gets thrown in a dump or any of the above. Gentlemen, there's women now in the military, right? So, you know, let's say, maybe even if she's not on the front lines, let's say her base gets hit and you lose your wife, your girlfriend. She's gone. She's dead. Okay? Now, what's going to happen when you find out these jack-offs at the morgue lost her ankle, sawed off one of her legs because, you know, she was too big for the casket, or that they just threw her in the trash? What are you going to do? You're going to lose your friggin' mind, aren't you? Because I would. Could you imagine that? That's what's going on. That's what's going on. I think this is something that we should all be able to see eye to eye on, guys. This is awful. And they wonder why enrollment rates aren't up. I was talking about this a little bit with Justin last night. He was on my show with me. You know, we know, like I said, we know they don't give a damn about us. They don't give a damn about the soldiers. They don't give a damn about a lot of things but themselves. But you figure they would care about their image a little bit. You know what I mean? A little bit. So they can pull their psyops off. So they can keep people coming and joining the Army and the Navy and the U.S. Air Force and the Marines and everything else. But no, they don't even care. You know, they don't even care because some people are just so... I don't want to call people stupid. You know, it's not even... Some people are just so unaware, you know? And it's hard to see. It's hard to look at sometimes when some people are just absolutely oblivious to what's going on. And they support murdering people. Babies. Let's go murder some babies. Yeah, it's freaking awesome, guys. It's a great time. Where do I sign up? One of my friends was telling me he's got a buddy that's in the military. All right. And, you know, he said this kid was bragging. He was bragging about how he hits a button and puts a missile inside somebody's window and blows up somebody's house with a family in there. And he thought it was cool. Not my friend. My friend thought he was an idiot for saying it. The kid telling him, though. And that gives him like a rush of adrenaline. That's like, you're a tough guy if you do that. You serious? Talk about being a bully. Talk about being inhumane. Let's stop looking at these, you know what I think we need to do, guys? Let's stop looking at these people and calling them the 1.5 million dead people. Let's get some names of some of these people. Let's start calling some of them by name, these Iraqis and these Afghans. Let's put some names with some of these numbers, because I feel like it's just a number to everybody. You know, nobody really gives a crap. I went off a few weeks ago talking about the wars. I think I did it a few nights in a row. And, you know, it's so relevant and it's so important. Because I just want people to realize what's really going on. Then maybe they'll be a little bit opposed to it. Right now, yeah, we know everybody's oblivious to the wars. All these people, you know, think Osama bin Laden and all this crazy nonsense and, you know, all these stories they make up about Gaddafi and everything else and Iran and all these people that believe it. And it's just, it's frustrating, right? It's really frustrating. That's what we're here for, you know? We're here to help, you know, pull the veil out over your eyes, I guess, so to speak. In some of these things, guys, the rabbit hole goes so deep. It goes so, so, so deep. Let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk about something a little funny, all right? And then we're going to get to something real serious right after that, okay? In San Diego, in this stupid Occupy thing, right? You guys might have seen this already. Supposedly, they arrested 51 people, all right? They probably arrested more than 51, but I'm saying in this one move, they arrested 51 people, right? Now, they held these people for an unreasonable amount of time. Now, when I say unreasonable, I'm talking about like 8 hours before they even booked them, okay? They just like held them, like in the back of the police car or whatever, for 8 hours. Could you imagine just being in handcuffs for 8 hours, not going to the cell, not getting out of the paddy wagon, just 8 hours just sitting there either in the paddy wagon or the cruiser? That's not a good experience. You're going nuts. Well, anyways, these people all had to go to the bathroom, right? They all had to pee. Now, this has happened to me before. Now, I wasn't arrested, but we got pulled over. Somebody else was driving, but they were drunk driving. So the cops were actually cool, all right? They were. They held us, but they didn't arrest us. They actually sat on the side of the road for a couple hours on the side of the highway and held us there and then let us drive home after we sobered up. But we had to pee real bad, and they wouldn't let us for the longest time, dude. It was absolute torture. They ended up letting us after like an hour and a half. But anyways, the cops wouldn't let these people pee, okay? And it went on for 8 hours. I mean, more, maybe even more than 8 hours. And that's not right, okay? I understand you're a cop. You got the badge. You're going to be a dick because you got a badge. And, you know, you wouldn't be a dick if you didn't have the badge because you'd probably get your face pounded in. But, you know, because you got the badge, you're gonna be a dick. All right, we get it. But can we go pee, man? I mean, we'll listen to you run your mouth all day. Whatever, dude. You want to talk down to me? Whatever you want to do, right? Can I just take a piss? Seriously. We're both guys here, right? You got to go pee, I got to go pee. You know what I mean? What do you want? You want like $5? So I got to pay you to take a leak around here? Seriously. It wasn't just guys either. It was like 15 girls and 36 guys. So anyways, to make a long story short, the people started peeing themselves. All in the back of the police cars. I think of some of them, if they could, whipped it out. I don't know if they were able to whip it out. But they definitely peed all in the back of the police cars. San Diego. Not all their police cars, but a few of them reek like urine. I love it. That's what you get. And, you know, one lady... This is so disgusting, guys. You already know where I'm going, don't you? One lady, she dropped the old deucey, if you know what I mean. Little potty humor over here on the radio late night. This lady defecated herself in the back of the cruiser. Now, not only is that disgusting, who else is in the back of that cruiser with that lady? That sucks. You know, you're all sitting around... You guys are probably all talking crap to her, like, look, we gotta pee, we really gotta go. We're going anyways. Oh, don't do that. Oh, we're going anyways. Oh, yeah, you're gonna go? You're gonna go? Well, I'm gonna drop a deuce right here. And I'm gonna sit in it for 8 hours, and you're gonna sit here with me. And the cops are actually, like, apologizing now. They know they effed up. Like, they really mistreated these people for a long time. Like, you really gotta be held for a long time to pee your pants on purpose. Like, you know what I mean? I understand these people are protesting, and they're probably a little more apt to do it than somebody else because they kind of want to prove a point against the cops and against authority and all that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, to piss your own pants, I mean, they probably had to be sitting there a while. And I'm sure they were. It says they were there over 8 hours. Who knows? It could have been 10 hours. 8 hours is a long time. Especially where, you know, it's not like you got in the car and went for an 8-hour ride and you have to pee because you've been in the car so long. But you took a pee before you got in the car. These people just got scooped up and arrested. Who knows what they were doing? They might not have peed since this morning. They might not have peed, you know, for hours and hours and been drinking beers outside all day. Right? I mean, who knows? They're outside at this damn thing. I'm sure they're drinking. I mean, maybe not alcohol, but at least drinking waters and everything all day, right? They got held so long, cops wouldn't let them go to the bathroom, so they urinated all over the back seats of the cars. I love it. Truth War, you got a song queued up? Could you play a song for me for like 3 minutes? We could take a 3-minute break and come right back. Is that possible?
Hey, just give me a sec.
All right, cool. Guys, what we're going to do, we're about halfway through the show right now. You know, maybe I'll even go a few minutes long, but I gotta take a 3-minute break right here real quick. We're just going to play one song. Don't go anywhere. Well, you know, if you got to go to the bathroom, go ahead now. Now's the time. You know, we'll be right back. Go ahead, Truth. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. We're back from our little breaky there. I think where I was right before we left off. Yeah, we were talking about that San Diego stuff. I think that's pretty funny. I really do. I was reading it. I was getting a good chuckle out of it. And then when I got to the part about the lady, you know, dropping the old deucey in the back seat, you know, I was dying laughing. I think that's a riot, man. I really do. Now they got to clean out all their cars. Like, who has that job? I mean, I'm sure it's not one of the cops, obviously. Obviously, they're going to pay somebody to recondition the cop cars, but that's disgusting, okay? Sure, it's not the first time it's happened in the cop car, but all at once like that? I mean, how do you unite and do that at once? That's disgusting, you know? All right, guys, ready? On three, we're all going to piss ourselves. And maybe they didn't do it all at once. Maybe one did it. And then it was kind of like, you know, you see somebody throw up and you throw up. Well, you got to pee some so bad. You see somebody pee their pants and then you're just like, you know what? F it. They're going to stink up the car and get pee on me. I'm going to pee on them. I can't even believe we're talking about this, actually. You know what? We talk about so much serious stuff all the time, right? I mean, really. I mean, I talk about 9/11 half of the time I'm on here. Let's have a little fun tonight. We'll just talk about people peeing on themselves and how funny it is, because I think it's a riot. Now the sheriff's department down there says they're looking at ways to improve their practices to make sure, to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Yeah, try getting a public bathroom and letting people use it. That would be a start, right? 8 hours. I mean, there's no reason to detain people 8 hours. They just did that to be dicks, and it backfired on them. You know what I mean? Seriously, that's why they did it. Well, we're going to hold you guys. You know what I mean? They didn't say nothing, probably. They just left them sitting there, you know what I mean? And went to, did their whole day and left these guys in the car all day long, probably, locked up, right? Oh, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. You know, I'm real skeptical about anything I read coming out of these Occupy movements. You guys know that. But I think this is a real story. I think this is funny. I think this is real. If it's not, you know, kudos to them for a funny story, because it's clever. I think it's a riot. All right, guys, I said we're going to go on a serious note when I get back. And boy, we are. You know, you're going to see where I'm going when I start talking about it. But, you know, I was watching the news last night. All right, I had a really hard time sleeping last night. I mean, I really, really, really did. And I was just watching the news. I was watching SportsCenter. I was watching a few things that I really, you know. Well, I've watched the news lately. I haven't watched SportsCenter in a long time. And I was watching, you know, some of this Joe Paterno stuff, Penn State, this whole mess down there. And I got to say something, you know. I got to say something to these Penn State idiots that were rioting last night, flipping over cars. They had thousands and thousands and thousands of people out, you know, at Penn State, in their little plaza area there, whatever. You know, I don't know what it's called. I'm not a college football guy. I don't know these venues. I don't know where it was they were standing, but all these Penn State students were out in the street, and they were causing a riot. Okay, and I mean, it was really bad. It looked instantly like one of these Occupy things. It was big. I mean, they had thousands. They might have had 10,000 people out there. They had a lot of people out there, right? And, you know, it was so bad that the cops had to come in with force. And this time, like, this would be one of the times where I didn't even think it was probably unjustified. Like, these guys were way out of line. They were going nuts, all right? They were just smashing stuff. These weren't provocateurs. These were Penn State college students jumping on top of vehicles. They literally took a news truck. You know how if you ever, you know, you go by a, like, if sometimes I go by City Hall and they're outside filming the local news, or even like the Boston news channels will come down if there's a murder or something, and the truck will have like a big long, almost looks like an antenna, but it's thicker, like a pole, and then it'll have like, you know, be, you know, like a you know, certain equipment up on top of that pole. Okay, I don't know if it's to send the signal or whatever it is, and it was one of those type of trucks, so that's not cheap, I'm sure, when that thing comes, you know, you break that and everything. These punks flipped it over, and they're rioting. Okay, because last night, the people at the college, the board of trustees, as they call it or whatever, they actually partially stepped up to the plate, and they said, no, Joe Paterno is not going to finish out the season here, okay? He's done. He's all done. As of right now, he's terminated. So all these idiots, okay, all these Penn State football fans, and it's fine if you're a Penn State football fan, okay? But you're out there rioting because they let this guy go, all right? Do you realize, did you read through the paperwork on the case, the 23 pages of testimony? Huh? Did you read through what happened to these boys with this scumbag, Sandusky or whatever the hell his name is? The diddler? Did you read what he did? You're gonna riot because they let Joe Paterno go? The guy's 84 years old. He's been there for 43 years. They've already tried to let him go like 5-6 years ago, and he said no. Like 7-8 years ago. He literally said, no, I'm not retiring. You don't think this is the straw that broke the camel's back? Now, I understand he's not the one that diddled the kids, okay? Let me get something straight here. He knew about it. Okay? Now, you could say he went to the school and said something, but then nothing was done. What's next, Joe? You go to the cops, okay? You don't need your hand held here, Joe. You don't need to be told that. If you go to the AD at your school, and this guy, not only is nothing done, they let this friggin' guy keep coming back in the showers with the boys and all this crap, yeah, and keep molesting him. And then Joe Paterno doesn't go to the cops? And if anything, you know, I would feel the responsibility would lie with him more than anybody because he's the head of the football coach, the football team there. Now, let's not be naive here. These big football programs are what brings in the most money for these universities. They're what makes up the university. So the head football coach has way more clout than probably almost anybody on campus. And if people if a problem is brought to him, they think he's going to take care of it. And he just basically told the AD and let it die down. Now, there's more to this. There's more that you guys probably didn't even think of. There's another side of this. Hold on one second here. This guy, you know, not only was this guy Sandusky, whatever his name is, not only was he molesting these kids in the lockers, all right? He was buying them stuff. You guys probably heard this. He was buying them sneakers, buying them clothes. He was, you know, telling them they were going to be players at Penn State when they got old enough. I mean, this is just disgusting, guys. This is disgusting, okay? Now, this guy had this going on since the 70s, okay? I'm not saying he was diddling the kids since the 70s, but he had this program going on since the 70s. And he was diddling the kids a little later, so he might have been diddling the kids in the 70s, right? We know that when cases like this happen, once a few people come forward, more and more start to come out, okay? Because they feel like they're not alone anymore. They feel more comfortable about it. Now, for those of you that heard my little rant and are still thinking, no, you know, I don't think Joe should have been fired. Joe should have been able to finish the season. Bah, 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 bah. I got something for you, and I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to think about this. And I didn't know this because I don't watch college football. I can't stand it. I never could. And you know, guys, we don't ever talk sports on here. And I'm not here to talk sports. This is because this is a big child molestation thing. It goes much beyond sports. And I want to talk about this because this is really important. Joe Paterno recently broke the all-time wins record for a college football coach. He is the all-time leader now. Okay? He's known about this diddling thing for a while and hasn't done anything. What does that tell you? It tells you that this egotistical maniac, okay, who cared too much about his own record, didn't want to bring it out earlier because he didn't know what was going to happen and he didn't want to get the chance of not breaking that record. And then after it happened, he didn't want it to be tarnished. Yeah, that's what it's all about, I bet. You better believe it. You better believe that's a big part of it, okay? This guy just, you know, I don't know. I don't watch college football, so you guys can tell me. I don't know if he did it last year. I don't know if he did it a few years ago. You know, but I do know that he is the all-time wins holder now. And he's been sitting on this information during that time. You don't think that played into it a little bit? Huh? You don't think that played into it a little bit? Before he died, he wanted to have the all-time college football winning record, the all-time amount of wins. You would think that's a pretty, you know, pretty good record to have, right? For a coach, I mean, that would be probably the second best achievement you would ever want besides championships, the most wins, right? And this dirtbag, you guys don't understand if you kind of brushing this off right now. This guy, you guys, he knew that this guy was diddling boys on his college campus, okay, with his program's name attached to it. Understand? That's why he's got to go. That's why they all got to go. Now, when I say the administration or the board of trustees partially made the right move,
Well, they allowed one member of the staff to remain. Okay, they allowed one of the people that was involved that knew about it, that told the coach but didn't, you know, tell the authorities, and I can't remember his name, begins with an M. You know, they're allowing him to continue. I don't understand that. You know, they need to clean everybody out. Just think about it. Think about this, guys. Like, if you don't clean everybody out and they're connected to it, it makes it linger on. So it's going to linger on forever. I mean, it is. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. But, like, let's just not have any of those guys on the sideline, right? You know what I mean? When you go to another stadium, if you don't have any of those guys on the sideline, right, and it's just the Penn State players out there who had nothing to do with it, don't put this on them. Those kids had nothing to do with this, okay? Then people don't really have a reason to attack them, and it could get ugly. You know what I mean? With one of these coaches out on the sideline, people could start throwing glass bottles at them. This is a very hostile college stadiums, guys. Guys, this is serious. This is serious. And I hope, I pray that these people really pay the price. I really, really do. So to all you people at Penn State last night that were rioting over Joe Paterno losing his job as a football coach, okay, why don't you go to the families, to those kids that got molested, and tell them how upset you are that Joe Paterno lost his job and you don't think it's fair, all right? Why don't you go do that instead of flipping over a car and smashing some windows, you friggin' tough guy? Why don't you go tell one of those kids' fathers of how wrong it is that Joe Paterno got fired and didn't get to coach his last three friggin' football games this season? Huh? Why don't you go tell them how much of a travesty it is? And then they can tell you how you fucked up their kid's life for the rest of his life. How he's not going to be able to hang out with his friends anymore. How he might not be able to play sports anymore. He might not be able to do anything. He might turn to drugs. He might turn to alcohol. Because of these scumbags. I hate Did Liz. We were talking about Diddlers last night and how the sentences are so light compared to drug offenses. And watch what happens with this guy. He's going to get a friggin' I'm telling you. I'm not going to call it a slap on the wrist, but it's not going to be enough. If you are seducing little boys, and, you know, not only are you seducing them into sex, which is like the absolute worst thing, you're brainwashing them with all this nonsense about how they're going to play for your college team and all this while you're doing it to like keep them coming back, okay? These are the type of people that should be out for the death penalty. I don't believe in the death penalty, so I won't even say that actually. I don't believe in the death penalty. I believe in life sentences instead of the death penalty, okay? Because too many people get exonerated because of DNA evidence after. What if you kill them? I mean, there's no coming back from that. So that's the only reason. These people need life sentences, okay? This two-year shit doesn't fly with me. Yeah, it doesn't, guys. It does not fly with me. 5 years isn't going to fly with me. He ruined these kids' lives. Do you understand? Do you have anybody in your family that this happened to? I don't, as far as I know. Okay? But I know some of you listening probably do. These people are monsters. And you got these people rioting because this guy lost his job as the football coach? This guy who's been making millions of dollars for 43 years there as the football coach? Oh, poor him. Poor him. He's probably only made a couple hundred million dollars and he gets treated like a friggin' god down there. And meanwhile, he lets little boys get touched in the shower and sodomized. And I haven't read the 23 pages, okay? I haven't yet. I'm going to. I haven't. But I heard it's very, very, very disturbing, okay? Very disturbing. And I want all these, you know, retards at Penn State, I want you to read it. I hope they pass that around at school so people can read it. I know the campus ain't going to, you know, the college ain't going to put it up on the bulletin board, obviously. But, I hope the students really, I'm sure they will. You know, to Facebook and everything else, Twitter, you know, people are going to pass that around. Of course they're going to. Of course they're going to. I'm going to help. When I get offline tonight, I'm going to go Penn State, you know, every page I can that they have and start posting all types of links to link back to the deposition or whatever you guys call it, the indictment. I don't know, whatever the paperwork's called. But they said it's 23 pages. It's absolutely horror. It's horror what they put these kids through. And buying them sneakers and clothes and food and all this other stuff, dude. And last night, right? Last night I'm driving in my car, right? You guys are gonna like this. I mean, this is classic. Driving in my car, listening to sports radio, and this guy calls up, and this guy was such an idiot. This guy calls up, and he really started sticking up for Joe Paterno, right? He started saying how, you know, people shouldn't blame the university at all. They have nothing to do with it. Now, the host of the show is like, okay, the university has nothing to do with it. Well, it happened, you know, underneath three of the people in the football program's watch. It happened in the university's locker room. How is that not the university's problem? Like, how do they have nothing to do with it? You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of it, you know what this asshole said? I don't mean to swear tonight, guys, and I never do it. I try not to. But tonight I'm mad, and I know that I can, and I'm just letting them come out. I don't care. You know what this asshole on the radio said? He really said, well, you know, if you're a 12-year-old boy, what kind of idiot are you having sex with an old man? Do you believe that he said that? I wanted to find out where this guy lived and go bash his freaking brains in last night. Can you believe that somebody said that? These are like some of these people we talk about all the time, except this is like in a sports sense now. This guy's so blinded by his loyalty to Joe Paterno, his fake patriotism to Penn State, that he said he really said that. He basically blamed it on the kid and called the kid an idiot for not fighting back against the 50-year-old guy or whatever the hell he is. Can you imagine that? How could you ever let those words come out of your mouth? What a scumbag, right? What a scumbag. And there's people out there that are that stupid. There's people out there that talk like that. There is. You know, I heard, because they changed their decision, okay? They were going to let him play the year. He was going to retire, actually, okay? Actually, they didn't come down with a penalty on him right away is what happened, I think. And then he said, you know, because he knew what was going to happen. He said, oh, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire at the end of the season. And then, you know, today, or late last night, they came out and they said, no. First they came out, they announced that they were getting rid of the president of the school, the athletic director. And then they were like, and Joe Paterno is going to be terminated, you know, immediately. And there was like a big reaction in the room, too. These are supposed to be all professional people. They acted like little kids. Oh, poor Joe. Screw Joe. Joe's got to go. You know, Joe, you know, I'm not saying Joe got to go to jail, but I wouldn't shed a tear if he did. I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I don't think he is. I don't think, you know, I think it's borderline. I don't want to say I don't think he should, because what's he doing not reporting that? He could have stopped it. He let it go on. He not only let it go on, guys, he made it basically like a safe haven for this guy to operate this child molestation, activity out of his locker room. Yeah, by not putting his foot down and going to the police, he let it go on. He basically encouraged it, guys. Think about it. He's Joe Paterno. All those people in that whole program, everybody in the school, maybe even the president in some senses, look up to this guy, okay? He's been there longer than anybody. He's the head coach of the football team. Right away, when you're the head coach of a football team at one of these Division I big schools, okay? Boom! You're big time. You're like a god on campus. You are. You're the man, dude. You're the man, right? This guy's been the man for 43 freaking years over there. He's like the dictator, okay? This guy has been there forever. So when he just turns the other cheek when this guy is molesting kids, but he didn't not only just turn the other cheek, he acknowledged that he knew, okay? He knew. And the guy knew he knew. And then to let it keep going on, that's encouraging it. The other guy thinks, oh, Joe's cool with this. Maybe Joe wants in. You know? That's disgusting. That's probably, you know, what they think. And Joe, you know, he just let it go on. He let it go on for years. You know, we're going to hear a lot more about this case, guys. Okay? I don't know when it first started. Anybody listening out there, if you guys have been following it a little more than me, because I just kind of been catching up with it the last day and a half. And, you know, usually I don't like to talk about things on the radio if I don't really know too much about it, because, you know, I don't want to sound like an idiot, basically. And I research so many things. Why not talk about the things I research a lot? Well, like I said, last night I couldn't sleep. I put it on SportsCenter for a little bit. I started watching some of this. Then I put it on the news. I started watching some. And, you know, then I started researching it on the computer a little bit last night and today. And, you know, this is – and I got some good commentary from the guys on the sports radio. They brought up that point about the wins record. This guy's been sitting on this. He's known about this. And is the reason he didn't tell because he didn't want to jeopardize his chance at breaking the all-time college football win record? I think it might be. Now, you don't know Joe. Yeah, he looks like an innocent old man. He could be an egotistical maniac. Okay? And you know, there's examples out there that would say he is. He was told to step down in 2003. And he told them no! And then he stayed! That's how big time he is! That's what I'm saying, guys! They tried to fire him, and he said, no, you're not firing me! I'm not quitting! I'm gonna keep coaching! I don't care how old I am! I swear to God, this happened! It was like 8 years ago now! That's how big he is! So when he lets these actions go on, right under his nose, of course this Sandusky guy thinks it's okay. Of course it's good. Dude, he's lucky, and I hope it didn't. But that could have permeated down with some other sickos. They could have all thought it was okay. Then they're all preying on children. I'm not saying all the coaches there are like that, but, you know, college football probably has, I don't know how many coaches on the team, 10 coaches, who knows? Like, what if there were three or four of them like that? And this guy let it go on, and it just snowballed. It got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm really disgusted by it, guys, honestly. I really am disgusted by it. Like I said, guys, I live near Boston, so this whole thing that happened with the Catholic Church, that happened real close to home here. We talked about it briefly last night, but a lot of kids from my city had that happen to them. They were molested by a priest. They had lawsuits and everything. There were a lot in my city. I live in a city that's, you know, third or fourth biggest in the state, so it's not, you know, it's not a metropolis. But it's, you know, by no means a town. It's a city. And, you know, there were a lot of kids that got molested by priests from, you know, the private schools around here. There's quite a few private schools. There's a few Catholic schools just in my city. And, you know, not anybody that I hung out with personally, so I can't really tell you what their reaction was like, you know, how it changed them, if they acted distant, all these things that, you know, that happened. It wasn't any of my personal friends. But it was friends of friends. You know, just one time, not, you know, oh, my friend and my friend and my friend seen the second plate. No, it's not like that. These are real people that really, you know, really went through this. Yeah, I mean, I even know some of their names. Not that I would ever say that, but I do. They're real people, and this really happened to them. And it's, you know, people joke about stuff like that. I'm getting to an age now where I'm not going to joke about stuff like that. I'm not going to make fun of, you know, people's diseases and stuff. Like, when you're a kid, you make fun of messed up people. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that anymore, you know? I've stopped doing that. You know, I used to do that a lot. I you know, it's so wrong. You know, we're lucky to be alive. We are. We should be happy for that. We should cherish that, really. We should make the most of it. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of these boys from this Penn State thing are going to have a real hard time coping with life. They're going to have a real hard time making the most of it. They're going to have a real hard time with all sorts of social issues. They're not going to want to be in crowds of people. They're obviously not going to want to be around authority type figures. They're not going to have any respect for any authority type figures, any father type figures. I mean, I'm not saying all these things, but a lot of these things is going to happen to them. Some of them, and this is so, you know, awful and so wrong, but some of them are going to think it's their fault. And that's, you know, that's the mindset some of them go through. And the other thing is, you know, these people, they'll get money. You know, they might even get millions. Or a million each, or a couple million. But that's not going to help them. And eventually they'll blow through that money and they'll still be the same messed up person. You know, a lot of them will be hooked on pills. Antidepressants that are really depressants that make you kill yourself. I mean, come on. And I hope they're not, and I hope they, you know, I heard another good caller, too, say this, that, you know, not only should they get, you know, lawsuits and everything, but Penn State should have to pay everything for the rest of their life as far as psychiatrists, doctors, you know, anything. You know, anything. Because it's a lifelong thing now. This isn't like, you know, you beat the crap out of me at the bar and, you know, we both got arrested and, you know, we're sitting in jail and you're doing a couple of years and I'm doing a year. Or this is, that goes away. That's what I'm saying. The wounds heal. You get out of jail. It's gone. After a while, you forget about it. You almost forget about it. Now when you get raped when you're a little kid, you'll never forget about that. And after this guy did this heinous act, okay, he was caught. He was caught. They walked in on him. That's who the other coaches that they're allowing to continue to coach. It's the guy that walked in on him doing this to the boys, okay? Giving them, I'm not even going to get into details, okay? But having sex with the boys in the shower at Penn State. And the guy that walked in on him is the guy that they're still letting coach. This is getting tough to talk about. I mean, it really is. This is just awful. They really do have to clean house. I mean, I see why they did what they did, but they got to get rid of this last guy. His name's escaping me, guys. You guys know him, though. His name starts with an M. You know, this is the one guy they let step up and be the interim head coach. It's not him. There's one other guy. He is the guy that walked in on Sandusky and one of the boys having sexual relations in the shower, okay? And after that had already happened, and they knew about it. It wasn't just him. It wasn't just Sandusky. It wasn't just this other guy. It wasn't just the boy. It was Joey Pa. It was the AD. I'm thinking maybe the principal of school. And this guy was allowed to continue his program and to keep bringing boys in there. So all these people were in the loop on it. Not just Joey Pa. I'm just saying him because, you know, you guys all know who he is, and he's the one that everybody's all pissed off and rioted in the streets because he got fired. So what? You're lucky he didn't get arrested. Now shut your mouth and go back home. You friggin' morons. Really. You're flipping over cars and smashing windows because this guy lost his job over a child sex molesting thing? Anybody would lose their job over that, you idiots. There's things in this world way more important than this guy's job. And this guy is the oldest freaking guy in, like, the world, too. This guy's so old. He's 84 years old coaching this team. He looks like he's 106. He's been doing it for 43 years. It's Penn State. He gets millions of dollars a year, okay? You know, probably more than $5 million a year, maybe even 10 in that type of school. And I'm sure back in the day it was at least a million or two, you know? This guy's got a ton of money. Don't feel bad for Joey Pa. You better feel bad for those kids, you idiots. Seriously. Seriously. I hope all those people that were outside rioting read through the deposition and see what happened. And read through what they were doing and how it was allowed to happen on your campus. Okay? You should want these guys gone. They're a cancer to your campus. Get them the F out. Get them out. Get new people in there. Football's not that important, guys. I understand you think it is. It's not the most important thing in life. To ruin a child's life because some friggin' pervert is allowed to keep doing it. It wasn't just once. They didn't tell. It was once. They didn't tell the cops and they let it continue. Do you understand? They let it continue. Come back. Do it again. Come back. Do it again. We know what he's doing in there. Don't go into the showers between 4:30 and 5 because Sandusky's in there having sex. That's his time. It was something like that. How do you look at those kids' parents when they pick them up at night after basketball camp or whatever the hell they were doing? I don't even know what his program was. I mean, football camp, whatever it was. Huh? Huh? You scumbag. They're all scumbags. Think about it. Sending these kids home after. Oh, my God, dude. Imagine being one of their parents. Yeah, Joey Paterno, we're so sorry for Joe. Joe's lucky he doesn't get stomped out by some parents. Put in the grave early. Seriously. He'll be screaming, help me, I've fallen, and I can't get up. It's disgusting, guys. You guys know how I feel about this, man. I hate diddlers, man. Kids are innocent. Leave them alone. Leave the kids alone. All right, I've been ranting for like an hour. We got a minute left. I want to hear what Truth War... And Ronnie, you're here. Ronnie, what do you think about this? Have you heard about the story? I don't think she's here. Truth War, how about you, bud? You got anything on this?
Yeah, well, we know this kind of thing has been rampant in the elite circles for, you know, a couple of decades now. And that's one of the things, you know, that makes me lose hope is that you can literally prove this kind of stuff to the average person. I don't know. They just go into this zombie state and kind of try to change the subject, you know?
Yeah, it really disturbs me. And I don't mean to swear so much tonight. I was just, you know, I don't even really swear on the radio, but I was really pissed off tonight about this because, I don't know, man. I think it's so awful. I think it's so, and I, it's like what you said. It's just so discouraging that I don't think people give a shit. And I don't think really, honestly, I don't think enough is going to happen. They'll do something, but not enough. Not enough is going to happen. Not enough is going to come out of this. But,
well, you know, these are just the people that were caught.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing doesn't go on unless the people around you are aware of it, like the people in your immediate vicinity, your peers.
Yep.
So, you know, they hired Jacques Mitterrand, or François Mitterrand, for the French government as culture minister, knowing full well he had a book called The Bad Life in which he says he buys little boys off the slave market.
Are you serious?
What he does is abominable, but he can't help it. So this kind of thing is accepted in those circles. And what they're doing now is trying to get us to either not care, which I guess this is all a big experiment to see how much they can spread this, you know, satanic disregard for human life.
It really is. I never looked at it that way. But, I mean, I know. I mean, I looked at it in the way you're talking about how this goes on in the elite circles. We all know that. We all know they molest kids. They have kids flown into their secret meetings and all this BS. But, yeah, it's almost like conditioning, like how they condition us to all these events with the stuff they put in front of us on the TV. It's almost like something like this is conditioning. Like, it's okay. It's okay that that goes on. It's not a big deal. So we find out that they're doing it. I mean, it's, you know, it's no big deal. That's what happens. Grown men have sex with little boys. It's okay now. It's okay. It's okay in this country, I guess. Guys, it's past 11. You know, I got to fly. I want to thank everybody that helped out. Thank you again, Truth War. And, anything else? You got anything else you want to get off before we bounce off? I didn't really give you much time to talk.
No, I really appreciate your take on things. It's you know, obviously stuff that we've been talking about for decades, a decade anyway, and you know, to bring a new perspective into the mix is very, very critical. You know, because the more we know, and the more angles we see on what we already know, the more approaches we have to address these things, and expose them, because you know, this is the formation of our society. This is how our society is formed, and when you start kind of taking off the layers that have been heaped upon us, and then start looking at things from, you know, the ground level, like we have, without all these, you know, veils covering it. I mean, it's. You know, there's a lot of good out there too, and I mean, people are just going to be blown away when we get people to shed their sheep clothing and their sheep colored glasses, I call it. They're always thankful. I mean, it's always
Once they realize how retarded they were, and I was the same way. You know, I tell people all the time, just a year ago, I was the same way. I don't think you guys are retarded or stupid. I just think you guys haven't had the information put in front of you. They've done a good job at hiding it from you. You know, now I'm trying to help you and give you the information. Please look at it, you know?
What I'm finding is people are probably just overly fluoridated to a point where, like I say, when you do prove it, they just get a glazed over look over their on their eyes and wander off. It's not even they don't believe it anymore. It's just that I'm guessing people are getting a little bit saturated now, that things are just so out of whack and so crazy that it's gone way beyond not believing it's just to a point of, you know, just bewilderment, I guess, and just a feeling of nothing I can do about it.
Yep. It's true.
Is they waiting to do a show? Am I holding people up right now?
Let's see. Is Bo here?
I see Ronnie's in the chat.
Yeah. No, Bo is next, but he's not online right now.
Okay. Well, I gotta fly and go pick up my friend, but I'll talk to you soon. If you're still up in like 20 minutes, I'll come over here and talk to you guys, see what's going on. If you guys are doing a show, I'll hop on.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll see what's happening. See if anybody jumps on.
All right, cool. I'll be back in a little bit. You know, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it. And I'll start doing the backline, so you don't have to do that. And I really appreciate you sending me those copies of my show, because I ran two recordings two nights in a row and they both failed.
Yeah, I know. That happens to me a lot.
Yeah,
but
sucks.
It happened to not happen last night, so that's good. That's why everybody needs to back everybody up.
I know. But, yeah, thanks for that. That was a big, big help, because I keep an archive of all my shows, and I can't stand if I don't have one.
Oh, no doubt. It's a big loss.
Yeah, it is. But, all right, thank you, buddy. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow, or maybe back, you know, soon, actually. Maybe tonight I'll be back on, guys. If not, I'll be back tomorrow at the same time. You know, thanks, everybody. You know, it's been another good episode of the Wake Up Call.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, 'cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when